Birmingham Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And regular listeners, not just of Verulam Sport Podcasting, but of Verulam Sport, you will simply know it's been an honour and indeed a privilege for us to do our little bit to champion the wonderful organisation, totally voluntary organisation that is Kickoff at 3. We've spoken to loads of their kind of fraternity recently, but I'm delighted now to be joined by the man that I consider the daddy of Kickoff at 3, Michael Wallace. Michael, good evening, man. How's your good self?
Hello, good evening, Tony. Calling me a daddy, I'm humbled that you called me the daddy, but honestly, thank you for the warm welcome, but you know, this is a team effort with myself, Ashley Levin, co-founder of Kickoff 3, our wonderful ambassadors and volunteers and community members. It's just a massive team effort, but humbled by that warm introduction.
Michael, honestly, we are massively on board with the juggernaut that is Kickoff at 3, and there's always so much to unpack. But it's one of the key things then, you've identified it right from the kickoff, so to speak, of our chat tonight, that it isn't just yourself. Everybody involved to a human has no ego. And I just find that so astonishing. But it really is a phenomenon now. And we always extend our love and best wishes to everybody involved with Kickoff at 3. But it could be Michael. You never know. People listening to this for the first time never heard your dulcet tones and maybe don't yet know about this juggernaut. So just briefly, remind us exactly what it is that Kickoff at 3 is, and more critically, the wonderful ethos that drives the juggernaut.
Well, Kickoff 3 is an initiative that was set up by myself, Michael Wallace, and my dear friend and co-founder, Ashley Levin. We've formed a trusted partnership. I wouldn't say it is a partnership, but I think the key is the friendship and the trust. Mm. You know, we trusted in each other with our ideas. And, you know, we're both very, very passionate to help young people through our own lived life experiences that we've experienced along the way and our own individual journeys, but then coming together and forming Kickoff at 3, which we formed in 2017, which is the initiative is about bringing young people together to play charity football tournaments across the country. Mm-hmm. But it's more than just the football. The football, to be honest, is the easy part. Ashley will re-emphasize with me, it's the engagement, the building of relationships, the trust with our young people. Because without our young people, without the community members, there's no Kickoff 3, there's no events. And that engagement can take quite a long period of time. We're meeting young people from all walks of life, lived experiences, challenging experiences. And, you know, the key is building the trust with them. And what I say time and time again, and Ashley says, this is not a tick box exercise. Mm-hmm. This is about the long term, the longevity of our continued work together. So, but the football, the charity football, it is charity football tournaments that we host. The money goes back into the community with the relevant charities that we support across the country under health and well-being. But, you know, I think key out of this is we've become a real extended family, which you yourself, Tony Rice, have come a part of that family where you've witnessed for yourself what humble tidings we bring to what we do.
Just love it. Truly I do. And it's an honour and a privilege to be a part of this wonderful family that is Kickoff at Three. Michael, many people may not know, they might do, that, again, everything you guys do is 100% voluntary. You guys have challenging jobs. And I know yourself personally are part of the Met. Just talk to me again about this important role of building trust and a sense of relationship with younger people in this particular time where, of course, we're all au fait, we're all aware of the important motion, movement, wave that is Black Lives Matter. Just give me an idea of how Kickoff at Three, it fits into, plays a critical role in this current atmosphere of our strange scenario that is 2020.
Yes, certainly, Tony. Well, as everybody knows, I'm a Met police officer serving in Southwark and Lambeth Borough. Proud to be serving the police for over 12 years now. But not only am I a police officer, I actually see myself as a part of the community. You know, I joined the police, shall I say, later on in life. I'm bringing to the police my lived experiences. A man growing up in communities where they were often divided. There were challenges with the police where we talked about the trust, you know. Me being a black officer has its challenges. But the challenges have turned into positives, and that's what myself and Ashley do. You know, there's a lot of sensitive subjects that we're currently facing. We're coming out of easing slowly out of lockdown, which has been a massive challenge for a diverse amount of communities. We've had the sensitive matter of Black Lives Matter that's affected the world. Mm. And where there's still challenges that we're facing out of that. There's mental health that a lot of young people and community members are suffering through COVID-19, through Black Lives Matter, and you know, we're, without going into you know, because this is not what it's about. It's
sure.
You know, the positives, but with the challenges of racism, we can't hide away from the fact that there's racism across the world, and we're in, unfortunately, we're in the 20th century, and we're still talking about racism. I think that's really a sad time of affairs. However, organisations like Kickoff the Three and this, please, we're not here to, rule the world. Mm. There is so many fantastic grassroots community organisations doing really positive groundwork, real life-changing work that you, that we call it the unsung heroes that you won't know about, who quietly go about their business. Are doing sterling work in the community. And that's where Kickoff Three, we try and link in with those organisations to challenge the subjects that we're dealing with, the unconscious biasness, the whole factor. But let's, as I said, it's the positive. Let's work on the positives, how we can change mindsets.
But again, what I love about what you've just referenced there is that it is the grassroots, isn't it? Because it is the next generation who we need to develop trust, a sense of our links to fellow human, as it were. And again, this is why we massively support, advocate, and just champion, literally saluting everything that Kickoff at Three does, as you say, in partnership with so many other wonderful people who don't seek the limelight often, but are just simply there doing wonderful things. Michael, a little bit earlier though, just coming back to the kind of sporting side of things. Obviously, we love the Kickoff at Three, but challenges for you, I suppose, and the team, given the lockdown, meaning that football was off the cards. What I love about you, Michael, and the whole team, is that there's a sense of ingenuity and also a sense of we will not be stopped. So evolved. Previous evolutions, of course, have been tip-off at 3. I look forward to speaking about with those guys soon. But very recently, we had spin-off at 3, and I was very honoured just to be a small little player in the run-off at 3. But just briefly, give us an insight into that commitment to ensure that this service of building these great relationships in the community, that the ethos lived despite us all being locked down.
Yes, Tony. Well, as you know, and a lot of people know, COVID-19, there was a cease in fundraising for charities across the world. Myself, Ashley, we're both very quite active. I take a personal thing, and Ashley as well, around trying to keep physically and mentally fit. Mm-hmm. And with gyms being closed down, there was a lot of people out there that had to find other ways to keep the mindset, And over the COVID-19, by chance, and I'll actually give you an exclusive, before COVID-19, I haven't ridden a bike since I was at school.
You've been doing your best, Chris Boardman and, all the other great cyclist impressions recently, man. Rocking the green lycra, sir.
Yeah. Well, I've become a bit, become very passionate about cycling. The area that I live, mm-hmm. In Hertfordshire, it's got some fantastic roads. So, so I was just talking to Ashley very briefly. I spoke to Ashley and said, look, I want to get a bike because I can't go to the gym. And Ashley said, I was thinking about getting a bike too. And I said, okay, no problem. Let's get a bike, and then maybe after the lockdown, we can maybe try and do some cycling. And then, what happened is our friends Morrison's, Shelley from Morrison's, was having a conversation, and she said, well, why don't you go cycling now? This is the perfect time, you can social distance.
Yeah,
Everybody's out riding the bicycle. And so I went back to Ashley and I said, let's do this. And now I said, so we're just talking. I said, let's call it Spin-off at 3.
Makes sense, right?
And we got into cycling, and as a lot of people saw, we had some really good fun with posting videos, mm-hmm. and so forth. So we done a Spin-off at 3. We raised some money for some, we had St. Albans Action for Homeless, a lovely homeless organisation here in St. Albans. And we swim the swim charity, and you, we, me, and we raised some money for them just cycling. But just after that, we finished doing it, and literally we downed tools and we said, just chilling out. And our ambassador, Katrina Lewis, literally,
it's great to chat with her. It was almost her brainchild, wasn't it?
It wasn't our idea. Run-off at 3 was not our idea. And it's Katrina Lewis from Bedfordshire, and we thank her. She said, look, why don't you just, you've got the momentum of cycling. Yep. Why don't you do run-off at 3 and people can run and so forth? And so I said, okay, then. Okay,
and then you run with it, Michael. And then you run with it. So tell you what, as I say, it's great to talk with her, Katrina Lewis. And if you missed that podcast, do check out the award-winning Radio Verulam website, where all our great podcasts can be found. And there's great podcasts across a whole array of other themes, great live music, great debates. Just check out the podcast. You can definitely seek out that Katrina Lewis interview. But I love the fact, though, she suggested this. She planted a seed and kind of thought that it'd take a little while to grow. And she was saying that, no, Michael, we're doing it. I like it. Let's roll. And there's no hesitation, Michael. When you get it, you get it, sir. I love that about you, because sometimes there's a tendency, isn't there? We get these brainwaves and we kind of say, we'll do it tomorrow, or maybe when things are a little bit calmer, I'll get round to it. And all of that kind of attitude is, again, the kind of negative mindset that you guys at Kick-Off at 3 are trying to change nice and subtly, nice and powerfully, with positive reinforcement. So you basically, my point's simple, Michael. You live what you believe, and that's why you guys are so good at what you do.
Yeah, and literally, we said, right, okay, and then we spoke to Verity, who is one of our other ambassadors, Verity Bramwell, and said, look, got this idea of running, cycling, walking, mm-hmm. using a wheelchair. She helped us put together the information, mm-hmm. the GoFundMe page, and I have to say a very big thank you to Helen from Aphrodite Weddings, and also Lee from Ember Designs, who
yeah.
he's our marketing man in St Albans, who Lee Wood, who's been a fantastic champion of what we're doing. He helped us put some advertising material together. Our logos, all the different logos, run off at three, spin off at three. Our new kickoff at three logos down to Lee. So big thank you to Lee. But yeah, team effort. And literally we said, right, we'll set a 30-day challenge.
Yep.
The target I set was £1,000. That let's in a four-week period. Let's see, you know, because we're acutely aware, you know, there's a lot of financial mm-hmm. challenges for communities. For us, really, to be honest, we wanted to raise some money for the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust. But yep. like all our events, we just wanted to raise awareness, mm-hmm. Awareness about what the charities do, how they support others. So the target was £1,000, and well. The money's still being counted, so I understand. But the last I heard from the charity, we are over £5,000 that we raised.
Just say that to me one more time, Mark, because it is music to my ears.
Yeah, we collectively as a team have raised over £5,000 in a four-week period. You know, the target was £1,000.
Yeah,
but it literally. You know, so many organizations, so mm-hmm. many individuals, you know, there's so many, you know, Unified, Soul Sisters, Body Blitz, mm-hmm. who we actually, I must give them a big mention because they were doing some fundraising for the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust charity at the same time. So they were doing some fitness challenges mm-hmm. and so forth. Right. So the charity African Caribbean Leukemia Trust said, look, why don't we just link it all in together? And we created a bit of a buzz between us all. And anybody that's seen our video that was kindly done by Wendell from Street Mike, we had Body Blitz cycling with us the day or the finale when we ended up in Hyde Park.
Tell you what, it was an honour to be there that day. I kind of got my little walk on from Boreham Wood early in the morning, and honour to be there at Hyde Park, Speaker's Corner and all of that. But talking of which, it was truly humbling to listen to Orin Lewis and Beverly DeGale speak with such passion, such humanity and such gratitude. Because, again, massive respect to everybody involved. The £5,000 is going to help raise awareness, but literally going to contribute to saving lives. Is that critical? But they were so humble, Michael. And it was just a real, real emotional day for me to be there that day. And I just want to just pass on my best wishes to Orin, Beverly, and everybody at the ACLT team who continue to do such important work. But, Michael, I appreciate you as a man, as I've referenced already, with very little, and I would even go so far to say zero ego, which is astonishing. However, that day must have been a very humbling one, and then again, a reflection of the juggernaut that is Kickoff at Three. Just your memories of that awesome day in Hyde Park just a few Sundays ago.
Well, honestly, I'll tell you, Tony, it was overwhelming. And there again, people won't know, the people that will know is Ashley and one or two others, but I was distraught on the Sunday morning because I worked a late shift and I worked about 13, 14 hour shift and I got home at midnight.
Okay.
And I went to get my bike out, just check it over and get my bike prepared for the Sunday morning ride. And I was distraught because I had a problem with my tire. It wasn't a puncture. It was more than that. I had to get a new inner tube and so forth. I didn't have any spares. I was meant to meet everybody at West Hampstead Station at 10 o'clock. I was actually in Halfords. And I have to thank Halfords St Albans. I've got to thank Halfords. The young man that served me and saved my life. That will go. I honestly thought that I was not going to be able to make that ride of all the build up. We had people waiting.
Yeah.
But actually, they fixed my bike for me, the tyre. I literally cycled from St Albans to the train station, got them and met everybody. But listen, once we got there, it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. The amount of people there. We had, you know, Sam from Metro Bank was there. We had my brother that cycled from Tottenham was there. We had
the cool kids. Let's not forget them from Yanni Clothing that I know are going to play.
Yanni Clothing were there.
Yeah,
we you know, our ambassadors were there. Representatives from Bedfordshire. Look, there were just so many people there who, you know. This is the first time some people have actually come out into London through lockdown. And as you saw yourself, Tony, there was a real warm crowd that welcomed us from our cycle ride from West Hampton train station through London, which was kindly facilitated by the Met Police. We had some motorcycle riders that kept us safe. It was nice. We got a nice escort and chaperone us through the streets of London on our, you know, we cycled for approximately 2.5, 3 hours, ending up in the Hyde Park just before 3 o'clock. When you witness us get a very humble applause, and it was absolutely touching that Chris Hughton, the legend from Tottenham, Tom Hotspur, you know, former Newcastle, Brighton manager, you know, an international that was there supporting the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust and supporting Kickoff of Three and all those who attended in support.
It was a wonderful day, one I'll not forget in a hurry. It was such a privilege to be there, truly it was. You mentioned again that wonderful amount of money raised, over £5,000, and just thanking everybody who supported in any way, shape or form. But of course, it's still possible to get involved, to show support. Literally every single penny will contribute not only to the need to raise awareness here for the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, but could well contribute to saving a life. So, Michael, just remind us, please, how we can still engage along those lines and possibly add to that wonderful sum of money that's already been raised to date.
Yes, certainly, Tony. Thank you very much. You can go to the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust charity website, and there'll be various links there where, you know, their funding pages are always open for donations to raise awareness and change lives to patients waiting for hopefully a saviour. Go to the ACLT, African Caribbean Leukemia website. Go to our Kickoff 3 website where you'll find the relevant links, where we have a donation page ourselves, where we're trying to raise money for ourselves to continue the charity work we do, because, you know, when we're organizing these events, it takes a lot of time and there's financial constraints to organize such events. So we, you know, as you know, we're a non-profit organization. So we rely on heavily on goodwill and donations. So we have our own donation page if anybody wishes to donate, which we've had some real kind offers from those in the community who have donated. But also we have the link still there from our recent charity runoff at three, charity challenge and support the ACLT charity. So please go to the various websites. We're on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Michael, I'll tell you something. When it comes to your Twitter work, again, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted, Michael, just every now and again on my phone. It's, oh, yes, Kickoff of Three's at it. Michael, my goodness me. Are you cloning yourself, sir? Are you cloning? Is there three or four Michael Wallaces bobbing around?
I'm going to be honest with you. We've now started to have some volunteers that help us with some of our social media. So the majority is done by me, but we now have some volunteers that are helping us with some of our social media. So sometimes it could be our volunteer.
Lovely stuff. Now, what it is, though, it is a juggernaut. Do check them out. www.kickoffat3.co.uk and supremely active across all forms of social media. Get engaged. And again, if you're a local business or an organization and want to offer some kind of support, it could just be partnership. It could be share and share alike kind of interrelationship, which is what it's all about. It could be a few pennies either to help the ACLT or help with the totally non-for-profit, 100% voluntary led, amazing force for good that is Kickoff at Three. Do engage. Now, circling back or cycling back to that wonderful weekend at Hyde Park. Michael Wallace, you know, and I respect that you are a straight shooting man, a man of your word. Utterly you are. What you say, you deliver. However, Michael, tongue firmly in cheek here, but my goodness me, I heard with my two good ears at the end of that event, you say, I'm going to take a little break. Well earned it would be, but I'm not calling you a liar, Michael, but goodness me, there's no rest for thee. According to a certain cliche, you must be terribly wicked, Michael. But unleash, explain more what's on the cards for Kickoff at Three.
Okay, yeah, Tony, I did say I was taking a break, and we are taking a break. But however, we've come across a fantastic opportunity to get our young people playing sport again in a safe environment. We was at a meeting on Tuesday evening, which was kindly hosted by Jez from Isis St. Albans.
Yep.
And we had some lovely community members that attended, our ambassadors, that had some of our ambassadors, and we sat down and spoke about what we're doing with Kickoff 3, the plans going forward. And on the agenda was, I tippled the idea of doing a local event in St. Albans, in Londoconi. So I put it to the team, and we had a unanimous vote that we should do it. So nice. I blame the team, not me.
Okay. But to tell you what, I'm not saying anything other than the fact that you're a man who knows how to influence Michael Wallace. But there we go. Anyway, irrespective, I love it. I think it's awesome. And it's in St. Albans. It's coming up. September 12th, it's going to be at Cotlandswick Leisure Centre, St. Albans. I'll repeat the date and we'll build up to it, no doubt, in the near future, Michael, to give it another big up. September the 12th at Cotlandswick Leisure Centre. Again, focusing on that youth orientation and that community ethos. 14 to 6-year-olds get involved. You can either have a pre-arranged team, or hey, just come down and form some new friendship groups and get involved. Always, we kick off at three. Totally inclusive. So any age in that 14 to 16 range, girls, boys, whatever your physical status and health, do yourself a favor and get involved. You're going to form new friendships. It's going to be awesome. Just remind us, though, September the 12th, Michael, how can we get involved? Remind us again of that website and all the social media needs to engage.
Yes, it's www.kickoff, all in one word, at, as in AT, the number 3, .co.uk. You'll just Google Kickoff at 3, you'll find our website. We're on all social media platforms. You'll find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We are already promoting, advertising. We give you exclusive that... former Premier League referee, Roger East, has kindly volunteered to support us to officially referee on the day.
That be on your best behaviour, people. We've got an ex-Premier League referee, eagle-eyed, watching proceedings. Have fun, be safe, but just watch those late tackles.
Definitely no sliding tackles, no sliding. It's on AstroTurf. The management at Cotlands would have been fantastic to help. We're hiring out 6 five-a-side pitches, of five-a-side. It's free entry. Just bring yourselves, register your team. You must register your team by the 5th of September. Because
run that date past us, because that's creeping up close, isn't it, Michael? Run that date past us one more time, please.
Yes, we're closing registration of teams of no later than the 5th of September. The 5th of September, we're closing the registrations. We only have 6 pitches booked, so we need to be able to facilitate that everybody has good game time. So we're closing registration. To register your teams, look on our social media. You'll find where to register your teams. Look on our website. You have our Kickoff 3 website email. You can register through that. But I have to emphasize once again, it is free. We want young people to just come out and have a good time. There is no money involved. This is not a charity event that we normally do. This is a community event. We want the community to come out safely, of course, with parents, guardians, come along and just have a real fantastic community time, coming together as a family and safely. And we just want to bring, come back and return with a bang in St Albans to follow up on the rest of our amazing tournaments that we've got planned in the near future.
Awesome stuff, Michael. It's always awesome to talk with you. That date for the diary again, September the 12th. Check out Kickoff at 3 across all forms of social media. www.kickoffat3.co.uk. Do get engaged. What can I tell you, Michael? Honestly, it's been wonderful to learn about your phenomenal journey and Kickoff at 3. I know it's only going to go from strength to strength. No doubt I'll be in touch with yourself and wider members of the Kickoff at 3 fraternity well in advance of September the 12th to big that one up again. But right now, for me, the whole team here at Verum Sports Podcasting, sending you big up respect and extended not just to you, because it is a whole team, the whole team at Kickoff at 3. Appreciative of massively of your time tonight. Thanks again.